broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to our program tonight. Welcome to Phil TV in HD if you're watching us online. And welcome to our podcast if you are listening to this. And it is now, what is this, Wednesday? Today is...
It's Tuesday, tomorrow Wednesday.
Tomorrow will be Wednesday, so welcome to wherever you are and however you are getting this information and this entertainment delivered to you. And that's what it's all about today, delivery systems and when and how. Anyway, welcome to our program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As I mentioned, we're online at philhendryshow.com. We're also at Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. We're on Facebook at Phil Hendry. That's facebook.com/philhendry. And, Bud, you're over on Twitter, and Robert isn't, but... So we cover the waterfront, baby. And let's see. At the end of this week, I'll be out on Friday, just giving you the heads up. I think. I don't know, because...
You're supposed to shoot that movie.
We were supposed to do a scene in a movie on Friday, which I will tell you more about when, like it's close to the time that the movie's coming out. All right, 877-876-PHIL, our number. Coming up tonight on the program... You know what happened back east? There was an earthquake. It was a significant earthquake. I've lived through a lot of earthquakes, and I can tell you that a 5.8, a 5.9, you can feel that. And, in fact, the very first earthquake I remember was the Sylmar quake in 71. I think that was like a 5.9 or a 6.0. And it'll cause damage, and it'll rock your world a little bit and put some serious fear into it. It was the second most powerful earthquake in Virginia's recorded history. It happened today. Vernon Dozier is going to join us, a high school teacher as well as one of the board members at Belmar Academy, to discuss that. And Don Parsley stops by to talk about donating to victims of the quake. Plus, Margaret Gray will be in to discuss the case of a mom who used hot sauce to punish her son in order to get on Dr. Phil. We covered this story when it first came out. This mother and these kids, and it's up in Alaska, and they seem to be... It's a very strange living arrangement. They're like in a what was it, Bud?
They're like living in a shack or something. And the lady, she was,
get closer to the microphone, will you?
They're living in a shack, and the lady had them sleeping inside of a dresser drawer.
What? What do you mean in a dresser drawer?
Well, it's sitting there in shelves.
No, she meant that one on the kitchen. What do you mean shelves? Where were they sleeping?
They were on shelves.
Good God. Well, in any event, so that's just bizarre. We'll talk about that. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, KWAM in Memphis and WMRK Montgomery, Alabama. Brand new affiliate. Very, very happy and proud to have you guys with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And again, philhendryshow.com is our, our website. Now, before we talk about earthquakes, we are going to get Margaret Gray on the line to discuss this Dr. Phil case. This woman... And these kids, I was saying during our, if you have Phil TV and HD, you know that we do about a 45-minute pre-show. It's uncensored, and we just sort of hang here and scream and yell and complain about the world. But I was talking about this commercial that they roll all the time. Margaret, you've probably seen it. I guess it's for the ASPCA, and it's just the toughest thing to look at.
You're talking about the abused animals.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is... It is heartbreaking. You're right, Phil. It's very hard to look at. It is the kind of thing that you really know they're manipulating you, and yet even though they are abused animals, you resent it.
Well, I said, I'm not going to donate any money because it's so hard to look at. I avert my eyes, I avert my eyes from the screen, and so I never get a phone number. I never know the name of the agency. You mentioned ASPCA, I guess.
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, but I don't get a phone number because it's so tough to look at. I'm not denigrating the work that they do, but I think it's just overkill. Now, when it comes to children, and these are two adopted Russian boys, and they are with this family in Alaska, this woman squirts hot sauce into the mouth of this adopted Russian child. God knows what kind of a life this kid's had. You know, I mean...
Phil, first of all, he's from Russia. That's not exactly saying that he comes from Siberia or that the boy is from some uninhabited place in South America. He comes from a civilized society.
No, I understand that, but that is a society over there that has gone through all kinds of changes, a terrible tumult, an economy that has just vacillated like crazy because of all of the, because of the way the country was born. The country was born into, by way of a relative violent beginning. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't bloodshed on the scale that we see, but there were tanks sitting in the in Moscow. The mayor of Moscow, Boris Yeltsin, is standing there dancing on the tank. I mean, it was a crazy. Obviously a crazy world, and this is how we've come to know so many of these young people, especially the little ones from the Eastern Europe, who all of a sudden are very hard for these women to handle. And
what do you mean by these women? Because, again, you have to be very... You have to be extremely, extremely careful in the way you describe the people that are doing the adopting and the people that are doing... and the people that are being adopted. These are children, yes, you're right, that have come from terrible tumult. I think that's a very good word that you described. And by the way, Phil, if you hear, there's a lot of talking behind me. I'm over here at Borkman's in Santa Monica, and we have, in fact, gotten together with some of the women in the women's club there to talk about what we're going to do at our school in the forthcoming year. So
so you're having a meeting with other mothers?
Well, we are. We're not talking about adopting children or anything, but we are talking about children and what is best for them in a rapidly changing society. Now, getting back to these Russian children, the idea of using this kind of a punishment, the hot sauce, is not unique to America. It is not unique to Alaska. There are mothers all over this country that use some form of what I call an aversion. I don't think that it is abusive.
You don't think it's abusive for a little boy who may not speak English adequately, who's still very new to this country, you know?
Well, we don't know whether he speaks English adequately or not. We're not talking here about a child that was beaten. We're talking about a child that had a very common punishment that was administered because of some acting up in class. I can tell you that there are, I use this punishment myself for very specific things, but I use it with our son, Jason Jay. There are mothers that wash out their sons' or their daughters' mouths with soap.
Well, that's another punishment that I think went the way of the strap and the switch and this kind of thing, washing a kid's mouth out with soap. You mean literally putting soap in their mouth?
I mean putting a dab of soap on the tongue as a way of reinforcing a message that this, what their activity and their actions were negative. Now,
all right, now, hold on for a minute, because you said you use, excuse me, you use this punishment.
Which one?
The hot sauce.
Oh my goodness, yes, Bill. You use it for very specific things, very, very specific things. You don't use the hot sauce as a general rule. You use it for very specific. I think Jason Jay, our son, is now 13, so he is reaching an age where we have to get a little bit more creative, I think, with the way that we punish as well as the way that we are rewarding him.
And well, what specific things, when you say that you've used the hot sauce punishment with your own son, give me an idea of...
Well, I can give you a couple of ideas. First of all, he is getting at that age at 13. Like every boy that age, he gets curious, and they get very sexually curious. Their hormones are working. And you may catch him as a woman, as a mother. I might catch him, and boys do this, Phil. Every boy, at some point, is going to look at either his mother or his sister in a way that is, you know, is something you want to discourage. I've caught him looking at me. I have caught him looking through the, you know, looking through the door.
You have caught, no, hold on for a minute, just for a second here. Are you talking about your son looking at you in a sexual way?
What I'm talking about is something that is very, very common. I'm talking about...
Well, can I interrupt here?
Let me finish, please, because you've got me, you know, I want to be clear. This is very common for a boy of 13 or 12 to look at his mother or his sister and to become sexually curious.
Let me just ask you, did you see your son was looking through the door?
Well, he came to talk to me about something, and he came around the corner, and I'm there in a bra and panties. And he looked at me with the unmistakable look on his face of pleasant surprise, shall we say. So what I did and what I have done...
Your son... Okay, I'm just...
May I finish, please?
Go ahead, Margaret. I'm sorry, but it just seemed very... It seems like something that's perhaps a little more serious.
No, it's not serious. It's not more serious, Phil, than taking the hot sauce and telling him, now, what I caught you doing, I don't ever, ever want to see you doing again. And you tell them to open their mouths, and you literally shake the bottle of hot sauce onto the tongue. And then you tell them, now swallow it. And, of course, they give you the, oh, Mom, please, Mom. And I said, I don't ever want you looking at me the way you were looking at me. And, of course, they deny it.
And well, can I ask you a question? Because
Well, Phil, you're asking a lot of questions, and you're trying to put me in the light of being some kind of a weirdo, and I'm not...
No, I just want to know. You're saying that your son has looked at you in a sexual way, and you use this punishment, I guess, more than once?
He's a boy. He's 13 years old. He's going to look at any woman with a sexual curiosity, and when his own mother lived in the same house with him, and... I have a long-standing rule. It's my home. And if I want to walk through the house to get something in my brassiere, I will. Or if I want to walk through the house in my panties and brassiere, I will. It's my home, and he's my son. And he should not be looking...
All right, see, that to me right there, if he's 13, isn't he getting to an age where his mother should put on more clothing?
Phil, this is not about me, and I think you're really twisting this. This is about punishment and what is right. And
all right, so you've punished your son for looking at you, as you say, sexually.
Yes, and I don't want this to turn into something where you and I are adversarial. I'm a mother. I know about these things.
All right, hold a line here, Margaret. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray talking with us about the use of hot sauce. This woman in Alaska uses hot sauce on one of her adopted Russian sons. Apparently used it because the boy was not paying attention in school or something. Margaret is on the line saying that she uses it with her son when he is, quote-unquote, inappropriate, I guess, sexually curious, staring at her with a sexual curiosity. My question, of course, is, you know, what point do you stop walking through the house in your bra and panties? Your son's 13. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And coming up later, we got Don Parsley to talk with us about what he's doing for the earthquake damage, earthquake victims. Vernon Dozier is going to join us, and a few other people here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL.
Right.
That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on this Tuesday night as we talk with Margaret Gray from Santa Monica. She's the author of Once a Week, A Little Bird Told Me, the nationally syndicated newspaper column. The story in Alaska, a woman who squirted hot sauce in the mouth of her adopted Russian son for lying about getting in trouble at school. She was convicted of misdemeanor child abuse, what prosecutors said was a ploy to get on the Dr. Phil show. The woman, Jessica Beagley, age 36, made a videotape of how she punished this child, and she was convicted of child abuse.
Well, Phil, first of all, that is Alaska. That's not California. Secondly, she did it to get on a TV show. That's what the prosecutor was most concerned with, not the fact that she was punishing her son, but that it was gratuitous because she wanted to get on a television program. Now, I find it interesting that these boys are Russian. Did you not say that they're Russian?
Yes, they are.
All right. I don't want to be overly dramatic, but at the end of World War II, the Russian troops that invaded Germany are very well known to have sexually assaulted the women in that country.
And so what are you telling me? Two little boys? Two little...
Hold on, Phil, please. In the name of God, hold on. I'm not saying those boys will do anything. I'm saying, if you'll listen to me, I am saying now is the time to get a handle on it. Because, Phil, in the case of my own son, Jason J. Delmonico, I have used that hot sauce. It's what we call the flamethrower. And my God, God forgive me, but had I not, I don't know what would have happened to me. I'm not saying that he would have raped. But I think it would have been just as shocking to turn around and have your son ogling your backside with his fly open.
Good God almighty! What are you talking about? You're talking about a boy? I've never heard of this kind of behavior, and if he's acting like that, you need to get him to a psychiatrist.
No, he needs to be disciplined. Phil, don't turn something that is normal and healthy into...
What is healthy about a kid staring at his mother that way and with his zipper open? What the hell is healthy about that? That sounds like...
That is, when a boy is coming into his hormonal stage, Phil, it's normal. Especially when your mother is, because it's the rules of her house, walking about the house in... To be comfortable. And
well, that's the other thing that I don't think is right. You walking around in your bra and panties. All right?
So in other words, I can't... Oh, my God. I don't own my own home?
Yes, of course you own your own home, but you're in that home with a husband and a son, is all I'm saying. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Am I going... Hey, Jace, do I go to the left or right bank? I have to ask my producers something technical here. Am I going to left or right bank tonight on the phones, huh? On the left side? Okay. Here is Novia, I believe is the name, in Boise, Idaho. Novia, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray. Is this Novia? Hello? Is the caller there? I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I went to the wrong side. Okay. Novia, forgive me. I didn't have you on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I was calling because I understand that he's a 13-year-old boy and whatever, but to be walking around your house and you don't want him to look at you, why would you walk around and even just, you know, put him in that position to do that? And then you
right about that. I beg your pardon?
He had his fly open?
Well, no, I'm saying I don't want that to happen. I don't know if you have a son. But you certainly don't want to be standing there. I'm not walking about the house in my bra and panties all the time. If I need to get something out of the car.
And that's fine, but what makes you think that... No, I don't know any kid in their right mind that...
I'm not wearing my underwear.
Wait a minute. You walk around without your underwear?
If I've got to get something, Phil, I walked around without clothes on when he was a baby.
He's 13 now.
Yeah, but he's 13.
You know...
Well, you know, I would love to hear from other...
Yeah, but
I'm sorry?
To see their mother like that. Nobody wants to see their mom like that.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And so why would it be, then, that these boys are staring their mothers up and down like we're nothing more than meat?
Who is?
What happened to... The boys of America, the 13-year-old boys of America, are looking
Maybe
at their mothers these
Pearson's
days.
Maybe mom, but not their own mother.
No, they're old. Do you have sons?
No, I don't.
Well,
I'm the oldest of five kids, and I have five nieces and nephews. And there's no way that would that would never happen.
Well, you have five nieces and nephews. Now, do you have brothers and sisters?
Their mother like that, though.
Do you have brothers and sisters? Is what I'm asking you. Do you have any brothers?
Yes, I am the oldest of five.
All right. All right, and your mother and these boys that are, if they're coming of age, they're going to be looking you up and down like you're a piece of meat on a hook.
No, they're not. You're talking about...
Never looked at me like that. Maybe my friends, but not me.
All right. Your friends? No, I'm talking about you. And what
no,
we need to do...
My brother never looked at me like that.
How do you know that he hasn't looked through the crack of the door...
My brother's here.
Unless, Unless it is.
My brother's
unless
here.
It is,
he's 29 years old. You want to ask him?
First of all, I don't know, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Yes, let me speak with him, please.
All right, you know what? You're going to ask him a very embarrassing question. Oh, you know, we got to go. We got to go. I don't have time, Novia.
Oh.
All right, but well, hold the line. Hold on. We'll try to get to you after our break. 877-876-PHIL.
I want to talk to the brother to see if he ever looked her up and down.
Yes, if we have time, we'll get back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Sometime this week, if you go to our website, you're going to see that we have the Phil Hendry Show ball caps in. This is another piece of merchandise from our shop, if you'd like, with our T-shirts, with our coffee mugs, with our shot glasses, with our legacy CDs. We now have the ball cap, the Phil Hendry insignia. You can outfit a baseball team. You can outfit a football team. You can outfit... I don't know who else. Who wears a baseball cap?
Jockeys.
Jockeys? In any event, it's over there at philhendryshow.com. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about the punishing of a child, this little boy in Alaska, with hot sauce. But what's more is you're talking about punishing your own son with hot sauce for looking at you sexually.
I want to jump in with one thing, though, before we get back to that, because I think you misunderstood that. Did I hear you correctly? Did you say that you are using charcoal briquettes with your barbecuing?
Yes.
My God, I said that to the girls who... Yeah, he did. I mean, I got a lot of looks, like, who are you talking to? I said, I'm with Phil Hendry. And I said, he just said he's using charcoal briquettes. And I got a lot of looks, Phil. What I'm saying is this...
Well, can we talk about the pollution thing at another time?
Well, I just want to make this one point. You're murdering the planet. You know that, right? Do you know that you're murdering the planet?
No, I don't know that I'm murdering.
Well, you need to know that that's what you're doing. You're committing wholesale murder, spree killing on the planet with your charcoal briquettes. I hope you enjoyed your tri-tip because you've murdered a part of the planet tonight. To your point about...
Okay, very, very good. And in the meantime, we have on the line, we're waiting for... I'm going to get up here this young lady who is waiting and her brother, I believe... This is Novia. And Novia, you have your brother on the line there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can I go ahead? And what is your name, sir?
My name is Blaine.
Margaret?
Yes, Blaine. This is Margaret Gray. Have you ever looked at your sister in a sexual way?
This isn't Nebraska. No, I actually have three sisters. I may have checked out their friends, but in no way would I ever look at my sister.
I thought that was interesting. You said this isn't Nebraska. In other words, does Nebraska have a reputation there in Idaho for its sort of backwardness?
I would say that's sarcasm, yeah.
But when you say Nebraska, do you know of young men in that state that have...
No, he's being sarcastic.
He's being sarcastic.
So you don't know of anyone in Nebraska that's tried to cop a feel on their mother or anything along those lines?
No, on their mom.
That's ridiculous. Why would they do that?
Well, no, I don't know. Why would they do it? It's because when a young man comes into... You see, you're 30, and you may have forgotten...
Wait. Hold on for a minute. I'm a man, too, and I'm going to agree here with Blaine. I never, when I was 13...
Phil, that was a long time ago.
Well, you know something? Some things you never forget. And when I was 13... I never looked at my sister or my mother that way.
I am telling both of you, because of your Christian upbringing, there are things you may not want to face. But my son has looked... I beg your pardon?
What does religion have to do with checking out your mom or your sister?
I think because of your religious background, you've blotted it out.
I'm totally atheist, and I still don't check out my sisters.
Well, you say you're an atheist. Now, that's very interesting. What then keeps you from looking at your sister? There's no religious prescription.
What prevents me from it, other than it's my sister? Do I need another answer?
Boy.
Phil, I don't like you encouraging. Listen, there are women out there that know what I'm talking about. I use the hot tub.
Excuse me. Wait, did your dad or your brother ever check you out?
I think it's normal.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
No, that is not normal.
I didn't say they molested me. I think it's normal for them to try and get a look through the window.
That's normal.
In other words, you saw your father?
I don't know about my father, but I know my brother lingered around my bedroom window.
I think you're just paranoid. People aren't like that. I think you're paranoid.
So you've never...
No, people aren't like that unless you're sick in your head.
What you need to do is turn around really quickly one day when your nephew's there. Turn around real fast. And if
nephew,
you don't see an open fly...
Nephew, that's a totally different thing. And it's a child. Nephew's a totally different thing than your own kid.
I'm talking about a young man coming into his own hormonal stage of life. And if you wheel around really quickly, you may see more than you want to.
You know what, Margaret? You don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
You don't. I'm just going to say you don't know, and you've used hot sauce on your son, not knowing. So you've punished this child for something he's probably not done. And
oh my God, what do you mean not done? He's given me that look. Novia, this is how you know. Have you ever seen a man wipe his mouth with the back of his hand?
That means that's weird.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah,
here you go.
On my hand.
All right. When you look at a woman and wipe your mouth with the back of your hand, you know what that means.
No, I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
I don't know what that means either. You're crazy.
Oh, maybe in a movie.
Yeah, sure. What's that?
People might do that in the movies. Nobody does that in real life. Licks their
no
lips.
No one wipes their...
Were you, like, molested or something? Do you have something like...
No,
really
I was not.
Or something?
No, I... Licking your lips and wiping your mouth with the back of your hand is a surefire
Maybe
sign.
Maybe they had cotton mouth.
That some, yeah, I'll bet they did. Because what they do is they like to get hopped up in that loco weed and then stare at their own mothers.
Wow.
All right.
You guys need a second.
Wait, excuse me. Wait, where do you live?
I live in Southern California, so that means that proves I'm not a hick.
It doesn't make any difference where you.
No, it doesn't make a difference where you live.
I live in Southern California, not Nebraska. And
so, in other words, you've got some idea that a guy licks his lips and wipes his mouth with the back of his hand.
He's looking to get a handful, and if it's your own son, get that Tabasco out and get the
Wait, this is pointless. Where's this kid's father?
Yes, I have a husband, and the kid's father right now is asleep on a couch.
All right. Thank you very much, Novia, and thank Blaine for us. We appreciate your candor. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about putting hot sauce in a boy's mouth because he's staring at his mother or his sister sexually.
You know, Phil, you're talking about me like I'm a mental case. You're going, oh, well, Margaret Gray's on the line with us. So in other words, you're talking about me even though I'm here, like there's something wrong with me. Now, you heard this girl call up. She says she's got nephews, she's got younger brothers, she's got a brother standing there. Do you think the 30-year-old brother, when I ask him, have you ever looked at your sister sexually, he looks down at her, puts two and two together, what do you think he's going to say? No. He's already looking at her, he's rolling his eyes, doing the math, and the answer comes out no.
Oh, so this is all very calculated. He looks down at her, gee, if I say yes.
If he says yes, then guess what?
Does he get the Tabasco?
He's a 30-year-old man. I think that there's probably a lot more coming to him. I don't know what it is. It's not against the law, God knows. I mean, we don't live in a slave state yet, but still and all, I would at least sit him down and ask him, the first thing you want to know is, do they have pictures?
Because what do you mean, pictures?
Oh, my God.
Are you telling me that you're afraid your son or your father...
Phil, if they're lurking around a corner with an iPhone... What do you think, especially if I'm bending over to do my nails? And
all right, 877-876-PHIL.
I wanted to finish that.
I want to get on to another phone call here, 877-876-7445. Here is Natalie. Natalie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd like to address Margaret. Hi, Margaret. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
How are you doing?
I'm I'm a full-grown woman. I grew up in Southern California, okay? I spent most of my adult life there. I have two boys that I raised. I come from a family of seven children, four girls, yes, three boys, in a two-bedroom house in Hawthorne.
Right.
So the key behind everything is to have some privacy. The boys had their room. We had, the girls had their room.
That's of course, right. Dad,
you close that door. My mother never walked around in her underwear. Me raising
well,
my
now,
boys.
Well, now wait a minute. I don't like closed doors in my home. I don't like closed doors in my home.
Well,
what about the bathroom?
You know what? Then it's your fault. You are.
Wait a minute. Wait. Even
you're
if I'm
your
look,
child. Your child is too old for you to leave a door open while you have underwear on. That is totally wrong. You need help. You need therapy.
Why is there supposed to be closed doors in a family? If I'm using the toilet and I can't reach the door, what am I supposed to do?
You
got to be kidding.
You go in the toilet. You close the door. That's a private moment.
If I forgot. What if I forgot?
And if you are, well, you don't forget. You're the sick one. You're the one trying to encourage your son to look at you. You've got the problem.
No, I beg your pardon. You know, I've not... You know something? I haven't insulted you. Why would you do that to me? I am not trying to get my son...
Sweetie, you need help. There's something wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with a woman that wants to leave doors open in her own home. Hello? These are not strangers.
It is also
now, of course,
your son's home. It is also your son's home. You share that home with him. So he is of an age where you close those doors. You make sure he doesn't get
it. Of course I close the doors, but if I forget, if I sit down on the toilet, and we've all had the experience of running into the bathroom, my God, and I sit down on the toilet.
Closing the door? I've never done that. I have never done that.
When there's no one home? And then suddenly he comes through the door because Spook...
Even
when you're alone?
Pardon?
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. That's really weird. What are you afraid of? The ghost is going to see you? Or the dog?
No.
Margaret, I think it's a normal thing.
I'm not going to be perverted enough to try and entice my child, and that's exactly what you're doing.
No,
and then you punish him
for
it.
You are saying in an empty house.
Woman.
You're saying in an empty house. In an empty house, you close the door, so you're afraid that Mr. Ghost is going to come around the corner.
No, I'm not afraid. You know what? It's such an ingrained habit that you just close it.
Right. It's a normal thing to do.
Do you close the toilet, Phil? Do you close the door of the toilet?
No. But, you know, that's just me.
And what if one of your kids gets home?
My kids have moved out, okay? My kids are gone. But I understand in a home it's a normal thing for people to close the door. You live with people, so it's possible that Frank's going to come home. It's possible that your son is going to come home.
Yes, it is possible, but not in the middle of the day. And so I'm sitting there. If I've got, excuse me for putting it this way, but you forced me to. If I have diarrhea, and I've got to get in there, and I've got to do my business, okay? And suddenly people come waltzing through the house. Hi, Mom. How you doing? And I'm sitting there with the runs.
Well, you should have shut the door when you went in. You run in and slam the door behind you. You don't even have to turn around to shut a door. You just give the
door. Oh, no.
You just said in the daytime when nobody's home. So
exactly.
If nobody's home, you're expecting them home, you should have shut the door.
I wasn't expecting them home because it was the middle of the day. And
Things happen when you have children. They get sick. They leave school early. Things happen. School will get dismissed.
I have cramping.
Things happen.
I had a very, very bad month. And I'm in the bathroom with my legs spread, pulling the you-know-what out. And in comes my son.
Oh, come on!
That's your fault. It should have been, the door should have been closed and locked. Or at least the children know that if the door is closed, you knock. You know,
Now you're telling me to lock it. I do close it on occasion, but people know they can come in and out.
Oh, that's great, Margaret. So in other words, you're changing out a tampon. You've got diarrhea, and come on in.
If I hear a knock on the door, even if I'm sitting on the toilet, I'll say come in.
What? Why would you do that?
You are a sick woman.
How is it that I'm sick that I don't want locked doors in my home?
You don't want your son looking at you, but you tell him, come on in. What is wrong with that, lady?
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. I don't want my son looking at me as if he wants to turn me out.
You're sick to even think he looks at you like that. How old are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm 53.
How old are you, Mark?
And let me tell you, I'm 53 and I look 48.
Okay, I look 40. I'm 62. I had my children late in life. I had them at 40.
You look 60. All right, so you look 62.
I look 40. Okay, I haven't even got a wrinkle
you
on
look
my
for
face.
What?
I don't have a jaw.
So you look
I am 62.
All right. Okay, and you've got grandkids now that are staring you up and down, and they want to turn you out.
Oh, come on, will you?
No,
that is a crude term to turn you out.
I have my first grandchild due in January. And for you to even think that, if you raised your child properly, they wouldn't do that. And they do have a natural curiosity, and you talk to them about it. My children never
by the
did
way,
that. You make sure they don't see you. It's your
fault. The average family is like Amy Winehouse. If you look at that beautiful face, she's beautiful. And then when she smiles and you see all those teeth that have rotted out of her head, now you know. And that's what's going on.
Oh, well, whatever. I don't know why you would bring up that poor girl at a time like this. Listen, Natalie.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yes, that poor girl. Natalie, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it very much for sharing that with us. We're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what that had to do. That reference to Amy Winehouse.
It had to do with the fact that Amy Winehouse was a lovely girl. A lovely girl. And yet when she smiled, the teeth were... It was horrible. Horrible! I'd like to know from women out there. You know what I'm talking about. I'm Margaret Gray, and I want to know. Aren't you afraid that your kid, your son, may look at you in that way? That... Once upon a time, you wished a man would look at you that way, but it's your son.
That's great.
Well,
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, and every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast here from the El Pacifico. Margaret Gray is with us. You are homebound now. Not homebound, but you're on your way home, Margaret?
Yes, I am. I've got Jason with me. In fact, he was at the dinner. He heard the things I was talking about. He is. He's a young man. He's a good boy. I love my son very much, and he's a very, very talented young man. But these are things, Phil, that I think every mother should know. When your son becomes 13, hold on for a minute, Phil. My son's with me in the car right now. Do you want to tell Mr. Henry what you just said? Okay, then why don't you do me a favor, Jason, and just shut up? Because I don't think Mr. Henry wants to hear what you just said to me.
What did he say?
Something about an eyeful. He got an eyeful. And I know he's talking about me.
Wait a minute. How do you know he's talking about you?
Because of what you and I were just talking about.
How do you know he got an eyeful?
He's looking out at the street as if he's looking at girls out there. But I know. Isn't that right? So, Phil, the point that I'm making, before we move on to any of your phone callers or any of the people that want to call in and talk to me because I'm the guest, is this. That young man today, what are you looking at? I just caught him. What are you looking at?
I don't know. Let me go. I can go out back. Ah, my eyes.
Yeah.
What did you just do?
I pepper sprayed him in the face. Try that.
Wow.
You try that again, Jason.
How old is that boy?
13.
What is he? Sounded like he's a full-grown man. Wow.
His voice has just changed this past summer, all right? Is that all right with you, Phil? Is the world is the world turning in the... Oh, looking at my ass, huh?
Ah, ah, yeah! Ah, yeah!
That's right.
So what we have now in your home is this. You're driving home with your son who is being maced and pepper sprayed by you because you think the kid is looking at your rear end or your breasts. And if he isn't, he probably are imagining it. I think the cops ought to come to your house.
What did you just say to me?
I said I think the cops ought to come to your house. I think social services should come to your house.
Social services, huh? So you think that I belong in a jail cell? You think my son should be taken away from me? No one takes my son away from me. No one. Do you understand that?
Mr. Henry, please help me because I'm going to be the...
Don't you talk to Mr. Henry. I talk to Mr. Henry.
I just heard that boy. Did he say please help me?
He's clowning around.
Mr. Henry, my mom is just attending my name to the business. Okay. Sorry.
Right. So, Phil, every time he tries to talk to you, he's going to get it. So I would suggest you not talk to him.
So you're hitting this kid with mace and with spray.
No, it's not mace. Pepper spray, hello? How many times are you going to say mace?
All right, pepper spray. I'm sorry.
And it's actually Tabasco spray. So every time that you encourage Jason J. Delmonico to talk to you, he's going to get it. Because you're a bad influence on him, Phil, and I'm sorry to say that. So, are you going to talk to him?
No, you don't want me to talk to him.
Come on.
No, you said not to talk to him.
Just say hi to him.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Uh-huh. Try to talk to my son, huh?
Whoa!
That's really funny. Goodbye. And by the way, I am going to call Child Protective Services.
All right, just for that? That tastes pretty good. Why, you lousy little smartass. Nope, don't hurt
Phil Henry.
And that.